bring consequence because my papa work in the sea, and if them start to take out that, they are then going kill the fish, the lobster.
So who we affect is we as coast people, because what we depend is on the sea, that's part that we live in.
Many times, it is often considered that finding oil will bring a higher, better economic and social growth to a community. However, the reality has been different in other places. In recent years, since the development based on oil exploration, it has demonstrated that it left more negative than positive consequences. A study conducted by the Open Society Institute indicates that among the adverse effects of oil, it includes a less economic growth than expected, poor economic diversification, high level of poverty and inequality. Many times, it can generate negative environmental impact, rampant corruption, poor governance, and exceptionally high incidence of social conflicts and war. Could the same thing happen to Nicaragua, wishing for a miracle for the country to have oil?
Oil Detroit.
Twyla Bryan is owner of a well-known restaurant on Little Kern Island and is also the Assistant Secretary for the Communal Government. Let's listen to her opinion.
That's what they promise, whatever company it is. I don't remember
what
the name.
What do you think about it?
I don't think so. I lived off this island and I went to a place named La Guajira in Colombia on a student tour. There was this big coal mine in La Guajira. 20 years this coal mine have been exploited by an American company. 20 years, and the people was knee-deep in mud and water when they said revenue would come to the community, and it didn't come. And if that was 20 years ago, if progress hardly come to Little Kern Island without them there, we're not gonna get anything.
The General Attorney of the Republic, Hernan Estrada, representing the state of Nicaragua in 2008, signed two contracts for concession for exploration and exploitation of oil and natural gas reserve in the Caribbean Sea with Infinity Energy Resources and Noble Energy. Both companies are North American. Among the benefits that the Minister of Energy and Mines, Emilio Rapaccioli, announced earlier is that if they find the existence of oil in place, it would give the possibility to Nicaragua to produce 500 million barrels of oil and a profit of $17,500 million in 25 years. The company Noble Energy has two areas, one in the Isabel Key, about 113 miles from Puerto Cabeza, and Tyra Key, 139 miles from Bluefield, 59 kilometers from Kern Island. Infinity Resources has located 21 blocks in the Caribbean Sea for oil exploration. In November 2013, Noble Energy Company confirmed that the excavation of the first well in the South Caribbean coast, reaching 3,175.5 meters depth, was unsuccessful. They found no presence of hydrocarbons. At the time, the country manager of Noble Energy Nicaragua, David Nock, emphasized that the chances of finding oil in that area were just 25%. Despite the finding that led to disappointment, the country manager of Noble Energy Nicaragua told media that the result indicates that in the area there is a site of high quality, and soon they will be drilling the second well, for they have a 25-year concession. Even though this company already have the concession to explore and exploit oil, majority of the people from the community say they haven't heard about the companies and they was not consulted.
Every minute this company does be changing name and changing representative and things. So.
Well, I don't know so much, so I'm going to say anything about that company, because really I don't know. All I know is in Noble Energy.
For me, with us a consulta is not the right neither, because it's like today they come here and when you see them just, oh, some people meet up and then in a consulta de la no tell you the consulta so be so.
Nicaragua is a country rich in natural resources, especially the Caribbean coast, with a large amount of rivers, lakes, forests, beaches, and wildlife flora.
Bluefield Express.
And if you come, take a ride on the Bluefield Express. Yeah. Sit on the side on the Bluefield Express.
Bluefields is surrounded by a bay that borders the Caribbean Sea with a multi-ethnic population. Another site known as a touristic destination is Kern Island and Little Kern Island. They are surrounded by the Crystal Sea with a majority of population of Afro descendant. Pearl Lagoon is surrounded by a beautiful lagoon. It's a quiet little place where the majority of the population is of the Creole ethnic group. These three places live mainly on fishing, tourism, and trade. But many of these things that today are attractive within these territories could give 180 degrees. Little Kern Island have approximately 20 to 30 fishermen. Mr. Jer Archibald Shogreen is one. He has over 30 years doing this activity. In Hallover, we met with Mr. Winston Alum. He is more than 70 years old, and he's also a fisherman. Let's hear their opinion.
13, and sometimes I have to wait on the sailor them if they're not reaching time. So.
What sailor go with you?
3.
And you all leave out what time from here?
Like 4 normally.
Mm-hmm. The catch of the day, how much? The last day you going fishing, how much?
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth right now. I have maybe about 3-4 months I'm not going out because it's no lobster. Yeah, and every time you're going out and in the hole. So.
I married when I had 20 years of age. And in all, from the moment, that was my living, fishing. That's what I do, fishing, to raise my children then.
And to this age that you have, you still doing it?
I still fishing. We go at 4 o'clock and there are times we go later. Depends on the tides. I know everything go by tide. You have to go because sometimes if you go when tides are not in the way it should be, you go catch fish sometimes. You know, a fisherman is like this. Today, you go and you catch 20 pounds of fish. Tomorrow you catch none, and after tomorrow you catch a 500 pounds.
The oil is a homogeneous mixture of organic compounds, primary hydrocarbons insoluble in water. It is also known as crude oil. It's just what they are trying to find in the Nicaraguan Caribbean near the towns of Bluefields, Kern Island, and Pearl Lagoon. Miss Leonie Bartlett McCoy is responsible of the environmental office in Pearl Lagoon.
We are at risk here because our people really do live off the natural resources, and having a company exploration of petroleum is something that endangers our lifestyle.
The company Infinity Resources presented the environmental study consisting of 3 volumes for a total of more than 500 pages, a study that was not read by anyone. The authorities only accepted it as a requirement.
We saw the environmental impact studies. I wasn't there when it was presented formally, but yes, I have a copy of the document that was left here that the people could read or could review. What usually happens with environmental impact studies, this is a large file that nobody really read. Presentation here in Pearl Lagoon. Presentation that the company would start exploration, and that was it. At this moment, there is no information to say that they explore, they find that amount of petroleum, or they didn't find. Nobody came back to say, well, this is this after the first drilling, this is the first information, and share it with us.
The study indicates that 44 possible changes can occur during the seismic surveys, and 70 changes attributed to exploratory drilling activities were identified. Let's listen to Tania Sosa from the Center Alexander Van Humboldt.
Ya de por sí con la exploración estás causando impacto. Bueno, hay que partir de que Just with the vibration from the seismic exploration, it can cause damage to several marine species. It can run them from one bank to another part of the ocean. It is worse when the perforation starts. Exploitation is a process of removing the bottom of the sea, and anything that is there will be affected. We are referring like food for the lobster, shrimps, fish. The affectation will be very big. The consequence is large. It can also affect the community that depends on fishing in of shrimp, lobster, sea turtle, and others. With the oil spill, the damage is much worse. The consequence for that will take many years to clean up.
If they have an oil spill, one in a million, but suppose it's on the top of the list, and we are the second oil spill in the Caribbean, what's going to happen? How much money are we going to spend to get back Little Corn Island, Big Corn Island, on the touristical map? Because if the oil doesn't even reach here, it's close to the island, and they're going to say, we're not going to Little Corn Island because we're going to get full of oil. That's what I believe.
Let's hear the opinion of Messenger Archibald Shogreen, fisherman of Little Corn Island, and Mr. Winstein Alum, fisherman from Halover.
You go out there, you find, I go out there and I find I can't believe say it's fish passing the boat, and when you lift up a handful of little fish, young fish, and they would say it's not that. You know, everybody would say something for clearing itself, but it's that, because it never happened before. Well, that was happening the whole time while the boat them was exploring. Yeah, well, everybody know that on the island. People come in and used to go and row when the fish them floating. They used to blame the boat them from the Pacific, but that's a big part of the lie. Them kill the fish out when them just go and throw a bomb on a spot now and kill them fish. But the whole ocean had the smallest fish them to the biggest one floating. Right, and then this boat, I understand somebody tell me this boat that drag, that exploring, got a big cable with a short amount of current. And shocking. Sometimes when you used to shock out there, they feel a little. So anything around in the area, once it's shocking, and the current that the cable letting out, kill the small fish them for a certain distance around it. So, but them would say you're not doing it, but they're doing it because you live in it and you seeing it.
Things is in the lobsters and all different things is in that water, and they explode that land. Like that, it destroy lots.
It is clear that the exploration and exploitation of oil will affect the natural resources, which is part of the life and activities of the communities. But this does not end here. It will be a domino effect, causing also human and economic consequences.
The standard of living of Corn Island began with. Today, if we notice, in Corn Island, life going up, the cost of life is very expensive, because if the basic basket in Managua is 10,800 quarters a month, Corn Island is have to be three times that amount, because it's more expensive bringing this in by boat. And every time a boat goes and come, it's two quarters or more on some article. And that is our reality then. So, okay then, the fishing is not bright today, because the fishermen, they're still, and when they catch a span lobster, they ring it off and they pull it off because they have to pay the gasoline. So we don't have, beside that, we don't have no other economical alternative around here.
Companies where they contract, we have them boats and them cranes and things like that, and then people then bring their own personal for work, and well, it's a problem for we, because we stay without work, we just stand up and watch. To work on, and the boat them and the rig, we never have nobody. Then use two person to traduce the language to them, and they boat them. And the rest of the people them, well, then take them to chop yard and those next kind of work. But for say work in the company is negative.
The fishery on Little Corn Island and Big Corn Island isn't anymore. What? 10 years ago, we had 60 pangas going to sea to fishing. Today we have 10.
It diminished.
Sometimes the guys go do scale fishing and they spend the whole night out on the sea and there's nothing. The other day, a fisherman came in and said there were thousands of fish floating dead on the sea. No one can tell the cause. So when they give these authorization, they didn't think on the people that live on Big Corn, Little Corn, Blue Fields and Pearl Lagoon, that depend on the little fishing in that life. They didn't have the heart to say, well, that is my brother, that is my sister, that is my aunt, my uncle, my mom, my dad, that is surviving off that little bit that we're getting out of the water still yet.
No produce, nothing to work, I have no work. And that's the only living they have. They can pick the fish and the lobster, everything you see.
What I notice, like everybody getting out of the fishing, well, people most dedicating with the tourists and Yeah, and getting a little kiosk or bill up and getting a little house to rent. And well, that's the only thing you're seeing. And with the time, if the aisle keep on and you have a problem around here, you never gonna get a tourist coming around, because if you not got nothing in your community for them come and see, they're not coming. You understand, they're not coming. So with the time, the aisle business is just a mess with everything. It's just certain string of people get out something out of it and some starve, and right there is where the problem gonna be.
After listening to all these interviews, we look for the position of the mayors of Bluefield and Kern Island, but they did not want to give their statement. We visited, sent emails, made telephone call to the company, and after a week, they called and said they could not give us an interview. The cruel reality of life on the Caribbean coast, where six ethnic groups live together and share the vision of development with equity but without destruction, is unaware of the magnitude of the proposed exploration and exploitation and the harm it can cause to the natural resources. The truth is, even though the Caribbean coast is rich in resources, it is proven to have the highest rate of poverty in the whole Nicaragua. This is due to the exploitation, corruption, unconsciousness, and bad management of certain leaders in the different community. Nicaragua, despite a conviction to seek clean energy and development, is fishing in, is contradicted by allowing the exploitation to find oil in the region, even knowing that it will bring some serious environmental risk, social and negative impact.
Oil the Threat, produced by independent journalist Alexander Brad Downs from Kern Island, with the collaboration of Betania Sandless from Bluefields. This radio reportage is a product of the Project Support of Journalism Investigation in Nicaragua, managed by BICES, thanks to this radio station.